Dr. Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center. And I, in my mind's eye, push the doors wide open, invite you to come on in. Because I see this as an opportunity to sit around a giant table together and really focus on your life, what God is doing in your life, and to help you thrive at what God has for you in your life and in your marriage, as we talk about that today for the Intentional Living Center.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Randy's a conference speaker and coach, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center, and your advocate for the family. If you're married and you've got questions, now is the time to call 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your marriage, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt. And we are talking money. We're talking about marriage, rather, today. And, of course, money is always a part of that. You never know. That may be some of the questions coming in. But you're welcome to share your questions or your comments today when you call 888-888-1717 and talk on our comment line or story line, okay? We're going to get to our callers in just a moment. Something I don't mention, though, as often as I should, in this world where more and more of us are really finding our information coming through that little mobile device that we carry, we have a very powerful app for you. It's available free. It's from the Intentional Living Center, and you can follow us. You can listen to our broadcast. You can get access to all the information that we have here right there on your mobile device. So go to the App Store and put in Intentional Living Center, right? Intentional Living Center, and you'll find it there. Secondly, I want to invite you, if you haven't done so yet, come and take for your life the Intentional One Thing Challenge. We've created a brand new series. It's free of charge. It's online. It's a four-part video series, free ebooks, much encouragement, emails to remind you to take 30 days for one thing. One thing. What one thing could you do in the next 30 days? One thing you could focus on in your life in the next 30 days that would make the single biggest difference. It's available to you at our website. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. And when you get to the bottom of the page, you'll see the One Thing Challenge there. Click on it and come and join us. We'll pray for you, by the way. That's one of our commitments. We have a big prayer community of people who are focusing on praying for those on this journey. That's why we're here. All of this because we love you and we want the best for you. If you have a question for me today or a comment on marriage, it's open phones. Again, just call us. 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717.
I was at the point where if I had listened to the doctors, when they told me I'd never be able to work again, if I had believed that, I would have given up and sat down and just, you know, gone with it. Probably been on welfare or whatever. But I believed God more than I believed the doctors. And he's brought me up to where I am today.
I'll tell you what I about gave up on was our marriage. She was trying to shove that stuff down my throat, and I wasn't about to hear it. And so I was really close to throwing the towel in and just giving up, you know, and just saying, the heck with it. You know, let's find another route here. And like I say, the Lord came into my heart and opened up my eyes to that and started getting into the scriptures, and he saved me, and I was born again.
I had an oil field truck wreck a few years ago, and it was pretty traumatic. I got depressed because I wasn't able to work. I didn't know what to do with the depression, and the only thing that kept me going was I listened to you guys a lot during that time, and that one thing that I was doing was listening to you guys and keeping in the Word.
Randy Carlson here from Intentional Living Center, and your comments, stories are not only welcome, but appreciated. Because when you share what God is doing in your life, your story will encourage somebody else. 888-888-1717. Or if you have a question, you're welcome to call as well. Rob is on a journey of waiting on God. Rob is in New Mexico. Rob, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Appreciate your call. What is it you're doing to stay focused on one thing? What's going on?
You guys know the story about how I found Christ through a horrid night with a rifle. Well, now that I'm changed and I want to express my love for God and make things right, my wife is still hurt and she's still in pain, and I just want to reach out to her in any way I can. But I have to learn to just wait on the Lord, let Him work in her life fully and heal her so we could go forward and work in my life as well, because I know there's a lot of wounds I like to get fixed.
Well, people may not know your story. Just take a brief second here, Rob, and tell people what that story is.
I had a wonderful wife and children, and I worked all the time, and, well, I got caught up in the world, basically. I let the world gain myself, and I lost everything, and, well, when I lost everything, I gave up hope, and I took a bullet to the chest, and that night I found Jesus Christ, and ever since, I've changed for the better.
We heard your story, very profound story, but you're saying as a result of that, or just through all of that series leading up to the change in your life, your wife had gotten to a place where she didn't know if she could continue on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're separated now?
Yeah, we're separated. I get to see the kids here and there when we could see each other because I'm working and she's working. And
yeah, how are you doing?
Some days it's pretty tough because I just want to hold her, you know, tell her that I love her, and I'm sorry, but I can't because after everything that's happened, it's pretty tough.
Well, I would encourage you, Rob, from Intentional Living. You know, we're all about one thing here. Obviously, we do more than one thing in life, but right now the big thing on your plate is this time of separation with your wife and really wanting to trust God for reconciliation, and you've been through a lot. What is really important for you, Rob, is to have the right kind of counsel around you right now. Godly men, counselors, pastor, accountability. So every day, you're living day by day, moment by moment, hour by hour, trusting God, staying faithful, praying, doing all the right things that you need to do. You're not groveling or begging or demanding your wife do anything. You're giving her the space that she's asked for. And then pray that the right people come into her life so the two of you can get back into counseling or get into counseling and start to work things through. But right now, you don't have control over your wife. You only have control over your own actions and emotions. And so I'd encourage you to get the right people around you, counselor, pastor, get the right people around you to encourage you as you walk day by day, hour by hour, in His strength and not your own.
Of course. I totally believe in that.
And are you doing that? Do you have that kind of support?
You know, I do. I devote myself to my church, Pastor David and Pastor Mike at my church has been just wonderful. They talk to me.
Good.
You know, they encourage me, you know, to just do good. Focus on God.
Every day. Can I pray with you, Rob?
Of course.
All right. Lord, I do pray for Rob. He's, you know, this 30-day challenge, it's a lifetime. But every day I pray today that this day he'll be, you know, just faithful for today, resting in your strength today, thinking right today, being renewed in his mind, allowing his emotions to be real but not to run his life today. Tomorrow will have enough of a challenge. Just give him the strength for today, and we'll thank you for it in Christ's name. Thank you, Rob. We'll be praying for you, man.
Thank you very much. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Ava. I wanted to speak specifically to forgiveness and what happens when there's been infidelity and forgiveness in your family. I was married 26 years. My husband was unfaithful to me, but I was faithful to him. And after 10 years of divorce and separation, our family scattered all over the United States. He is married to a woman he met on the internet who had been married 5 times before. In the interim of all of this, he has temporary custody of 2 of our grandchildren. And they live in San Diego. About a year ago, the children were really upset, and I called, and he said, well, what do you think I can do? And I said, well, I don't know. Have you apologized to them, and have you asked them to forgive you? And he said, yes, years ago. And I said, and here's the meat of the message. I said, you never apologized to me. And I could feel his countenance change from 2,500 miles away. He said, Ava, I am so sorry for hurting you. I was a coward. There were things going on with me, and I should have told you, but I thought it would just be better for everyone if I just left. And the significant thing is, when he said that to me, all the ugly just fell to the ground. started sobbing. And we just reconciled. If someone has hurt you, forgive them. Forgive them right now. Don't stop another minute. Because if you forgive them, healing comes to you. It's the most amazing gift. It truly is. I wish you all the best.
Dr. Randy Carlson here from the Intentional Living Center talking marriage today. And on the line we have Anna in Tucson. Anna, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be on.
Well, I appreciate your call. We're talking marriage. We're talking about affection and tenderness and gentleness. And what does all that mean to you and your marriage?
Okay. Every day when we wake up, we turn the day over to the Lord. And my personal prayer is that promise to God is that I will love my husband, respect him, show him tenderness and love. And yesterday we celebrated our 89th anniversary.
Wow, 89.
We celebrate 89 months.
89
we
months.
Met later in life. So mm-hmm. We celebrate every month. Because you never know how many years you'll have.
And boy, that's a smart idea. If you get married later in life, celebrate it by month. That's
right.
More fun than waiting once every year when you don't have that many ahead, perhaps, you know. Now, Anna,
right.
You're going to share.
We don't always do anything big, but we do little things.
What's the one thing you have found makes the biggest difference in making your marriage work?
We have devotions together in the morning.
So having a spiritual intimacy.
Right. Hmm. That leads to the other intimacy with touching and loving. And we tell each other we love each other many times.
Now, you say you married later in life. Was it a first marriage or you'd been married previously?
I was married previously for 24 years. My first as a husband and I were Salvation Army officers.
Hmm.
And I was with the Salvation Army as an officer for 32 years.
Hmm. Well, you know, no matter what stage we enter into marriage, if we take an attitude of affection and love, tenderness, forgiveness, and I like the idea of celebrating monthly and keep that as a centerpiece. Like Anna, you can grow older in your life and look back and say, hey, we did the right things. The key is watch out for the criticism and the defensiveness that can get us into trouble. Anna, thank you. I appreciate you calling, and God bless you. 89
thank you.
Months.
He does every day.
89 months. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. God bless.
Our formula is expectation minus reality equals disappointment. And it is a formula that you can go to the bank on, because disappointment always follows something that we expect that doesn't turn into reality. Isn't that one of the reasons we find holidays sometimes to be so afterwards a letdown? We get all pumped up for Christmas. This is going to be the big thing, you know, and then Christmas comes and we have all these big expectations and the family's going to be together and it's going to be kumbaya and everybody's going to love each other and it's just, this year it's going to be fantastic. And then the family shows up.
Reality.
And we're disappointed, right? Not my family, by the way, but just a fictitious family out there. But, you know, isn't it true? Expectation minus reality equals disappointment. And you can take that to the bank, I think, in terms of your relationship with Christ, even. Are your expectations realistic in knowing who you are and knowing why God loves you? Sometimes we expect that God is a genie in the bottle. We just rub the bottle and get what we want. That's not realistic. That's not what God's intention is. You know, our passion here is to help you thrive. We believe God's intention for your life is to thrive. And thriving means good days and bad days. It means being up and being down. But whatever day you're in, whatever you're experiencing, you can thrive in your relationship with Him. And our passion here at Intentional Living is for you to thrive in your life. One of the ways we do that, in addition to the radio program every day and our conferences and so on, is our monthly mentoring CD club. Those who join us in support of the ministry every month allow us to do this. And we get to do something special in return. I've asked Don to come and talk a little bit about our monthly CD mentoring and why we have it and what we're doing and people are joining every day.
That's
and
right.
And it's a privilege to be able to have it.
We actually call those folks members of Intentional Living. It's like you join our tribe here when you become a member of Intentional Living, and we love it. We have a family of about, well, almost 3,600 people right now that have joined as members, and those folks have taken their intentional life in Christ sort of to the next deeper level by joining with the ministry with a monthly gift donation of any amount. The amount, of course, is up to you, but when you do become a member, we'll say thanks by sending you those coaching and teaching CDs, one brand new every single month, right to your mailbox. And so I encourage you to come on board. If you've never thought about supporting Intentional Living or getting involved as a member, today's a great day to try it on for size.
Every month, something just really special for you to come along side of you and encourage you. That's why we call our mentoring CDs. Again, how do people join us, Don?
Very easy. Just go online if you'd prefer to do that. TheIntentionalLife.com. You can make your commitment safely and securely. TheIntentionalLife.com. Or you can call our Ministry Center, West Coast Business Hours, please. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open. 1-888-888-1717. Coming up, Dr. Randy's got more to help you be intentional for your life. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
What seemed like a fond childhood memory turned out to be an embarrassing moment for his daughter. But this month, Dr. Randy Carlson shares how this father memory opened doors of communication with his daughter and how father memories can do the same for you and your kids. Also, find out how some helicopter parents discovered a way to keep their feet on the ground in this latest edition of the Intentional Living Newsletter. On its way to your mailbox if you're a supporter, or yours by request when you call 800-776-1060 during West Coast business hours from the Intentional Living Center.
My one thing is to adjust my thinking and to alleviate the disappointment that I often feel in my life.
Jan's intentional one thing is helping her overcome disappointment.
I can't put expectations on others that may not be their expectations in reality. And sometimes it felt like if I was going to give up that expectation of what I wanted, I was kind of giving up hope, or I was kind of giving up dreams. But it took me a while to figure out I'm not giving up anything. I'm matching the reality with the expectation, which makes life a whole lot easier. I have used Dr. Randy's formula in every walk of my life, especially relationships. And sometimes I'll come home and something didn't get done. And it was like, did you convey that that's what you wanted? Or was it an expectation you had that the reality was that person didn't even know you wanted that done? And then I was disappointed. So Dr. Randy's teaching on expectations minus reality equals disappointment truly has changed my life.
When changing your circumstances isn't possible, one thing you can do to avoid disappointment is to change your expectations. Take the Intentional One Thing Challenge and discover the one thing you can do to begin living intentionally. Visit theintentionallife.com/one thing.
Do you know that all children, even your kids, use three levels of misbehavior to get attention?
Three? I think my kid's up to 10.
This month, when you become a monthly member or give a gift of any amount, you'll receive Dr. Randy Carlson's DVD, What Motivates Your Child to Misbehave. Plus, you'll be paying forward the daily encouragement you receive from listening to Intentional Living. Visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com from the Intentional Living Center.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open for your marriage questions, 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy?
Thank you, Kurt, and welcome back to the Intentional Living Center here. Earlier in the program, I mentioned our prayer community. We're very excited about this. We launched this, I don't know, 2 or 3 months ago, and boy, we have been just inundated with calls or people going online and sharing prayer requests, and you can see others praying for you, and you can pray for people. If you have a passion to pray for people. There are people online who need someone to pray for them right now. If you have a prayer need, you can share that right now as well. Come on over to our website. You know, so much technology available to help us with the singular message of living intentionally in Christ. Just come to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com.
Hi, my name is Stephanie. Today's show is about secrets, and looking back, my marriage was almost built on secrets. My husband has bipolar disorder, and I ended up having an affair. He goes out gambling and the strip clubs, and I was seeking security, and neither of us really ever shared our feelings, and I had a secret that I didn't even realize myself that I wasn't happy in our marriage. When he found out that we had an affair, he quit taking his medicine and had a horrible manic episode, ended up in jail. He ended up going to a hospital, and he's there right now, getting well. I've been stripped of so much stuff in my life since this happened, and no longer have a job, and living intentionally by reading the Bible twice a day. I'm a new Christian, so digging into the Bible to learn more about how I can connect with God. I'm several times a day, and I've seen God work just absolute miracles in my life. I listen to you guys every day and am just completely inspired by you guys. Your shows really do make a difference. Thanks a bunch. Bye.
Dr. Randy Carlson here from the Intentional Living Center today. Love, respect, and marriage. They go hand in hand, don't they? And let's get back to the calls. We've got Tammy on the line in Lansing, Michigan, capital of Michigan. Tammy, welcome.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
Good. It says here you're a new listener.
Not super new, but yeah.
Well, you kind of stumble across the program, or what happened?
What happened is I do kind of switch through the three question stations we have here, and I got attached to the 2 o'clock hour.
Good. Well, I'm glad that you're attached, and you just stay attached all day long because we're on the air for you. Now, Tammy, tell me about love and respect. What does this mean to you?
This means everything. It starts from the head with our Father God and into our home with my husband and then being then to the children. And unfortunately, it took me about 7 years to get that. I've been married to my husband for 7 years, and it has been really rocky. Because of my lack of understanding of true reverence and respect.
All right, so tell me, how do you reverence your husband, as the Bible says? What are some specific things you have done?
Intentionally, recently, I just started honoring, listening more to what he's saying, and agreeing, even when I don't want to, because he's not trying to lead the house the wrong way. You know, it's just that I have always done it, you know, up until I met him. And I didn't want to submit.
So you really felt like you liked to stay in control.
I used to, but it was wrecking my home.
All right, so you made an intentional decision to say, I'm going to back off, I'm going to reverence my husband, respect him. And how are things going in your marriage today as a result of changes you've made?
It seems like we just met one another. It has been wonderful all the way around, from worship to home life, with the children and everything.
Fantastic. Well, listen, I'll tell you, it is a decision, and one of the things that I talk about at our conferences and our date nights, we've been focusing on what I call this marital doom loop that we can get into, where we want to control, you know, we want perfection, or we want to be happy or whatever. And in the process of that, whenever a trigger comes in, maybe a disrespectful word or something shows up in the marriage, it's easy to fall into criticism instead of into love and support. And when we learn that God's principles and design works, we can move from this marital doom loop to what I call a marital freedom loop and experience freedom in our relationship with our spouse. And that's what you've chosen to do by being intentional. That's making a difference.
Yes.
Well, good for you.
Thank you. Thank you for teaching us about intentional living.
Well, you're very welcome, Tammy. I'm glad to be on the air every day. Our passion is to share the truth of what Scripture teaches and help us live it out. And you've seen in your own life, Tammy, as you live it out, it makes a difference, and your life can be transformed as your marriage has been. And so thank you for the kind words, and you keep listening.
I sure will. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, and you stay intentional, and you keep listening to Family Life Radio there in Lansing at 99.9.
Yes, I was just listening to your broadcast. You made the comment about, well, help me to know the things I can change and the things that I can't. And I found that there's very few things that maybe what I eat. The things that I can change are quite few. If we're not praying about it and asking the Lord about it, we're probably asking the wrong person and taking it to the wrong authorities.
You stand there abandoned, your friends have all gone. Feel where the companions have left you all alone. This world full of changes has cut to the heart.
This message is for Terry that was staying at a hotel room because her husband was being dishonest. I have full confidence that as long as you put your trust in the Lord, you put the ball in his court. Because I was in that same predicament when my wife did that to me. I had to fess up. I loved her enough to change, so my wife always knows.
Wow, what a great reminder that God never changes. He loves us no matter what we're going through. As we wrap it up today, thank you for your stories. We always, you know, we love afterward the echoes, if you please, of those who call and continue to share stories on our storyline, and it's available to you 24 hours a day, or on Facebook at theintentionallife.com. You can get to Facebook there, or Facebook/intentionalliving, or on Twitter at @TheILCenter. A lot of discussions going on. So if you have a story, share it at 888-888-1717. Comes right on into our studio. Intentional Living's on the air every day to remind us what the Scripture says about Ephesians 5:10, where Paul says, figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. And it's because of his intentional love, he loves us so intentionally every day, that we in turn should be intentional in our love for those around us, our family, our kids, our neighbors, reaching people for Christ. That's the message of Intentional Living. I thank you for joining me today and our team. And we'll be here again next time from the Intentional Living Center with more help as you walk intentionally with Him every day.